But I am going to share something with the trespassers. Go to Matthew chapter 6 real quick. That's called an exhortation. Glory to God. Matthew 6. Just going to share just a minute about trespasses tonight. Show you something about forgiving somebody. Do you know that forgiveness is more than just saying, I forgive you? That's a good start. That's a great start. Especially on minor things. But when major things happen and someone then put a sword up in you, and someone wrecked your life and wrecked 10 years of your labor, wrecked 15 years of your life with one fell swoop, and walk away smiling, feeling justified that they were God's instrument to do that, and you're left like, do you know that you just took 10 years of my life? Took it from me. Those kind of things don't just leave your life because you walk up and say, I forgive you. I know. I wrote letters. I did everything. Wrote two of them. But it's still there. Man, I would write letters. I'd call. I'd humble myself. I'm like, God, how long do I got to do this? But it's still there. Still couldn't get rid of the pain. Couldn't get rid of the result of that season. I want to tell you something about forgiving. Even when you get free of the trespass, don't mean you walk right back up into that situation. That's just got the spirit of dumb all over it. If you're going to take that kind of time to get free and then you're going to walk right back up in that situation because somehow you're a love machine and you got 50 miles of armor around you, it'll penetrate right back through there. Don't put yourself back in that position. But you do got to get rid of the situation. See, the issue is because it's going to plug the kingdom up. See, the kingdom's going to operate through you. You are an integral part of the transference of the kingdom of God. Kingdom transferring to you, kingdom transferring through you. An offense, ought, unforgiveness, resentment will stop both of those. It'll stop it from transferring to you. It'll stop it from transferring through you. Your heart is the focal part. That's why the enemy is going to try to sow. And when he does, sometime they're going to come into your life smiling. God's got a plan and the enemy's got a plan. And some people can hurt you deeply. How many of you since been walking with God, been deeply hurt? I'm deeply hurt. Raise your hand. Think that's his plan? That's the enemy's plan. The reason he does it is not because he just hates you. The reason he does it, he wants to plug the kingdom up. He wants to plug your ability for transference. Once he plugs that, you're just where you are. God will still use you, but you're locked down into the anointing that you have right now. If you're going to get a greater anointing, it's going to require a kingdom transference. And if we're plugged up, we can't get that. Amen? So, well, he's talking to me, the voice of unbelief. No, I'm talking to me. I'll tell you how to get free of this. Now watch this. So some things are going to require a little more than just forgiving. Because most everybody, you know, there are a few bitter people that don't want to forgive. Those people are not going to hang around God very long anyway. For the most part, people really want to forgive. Even though they've been hurt, they want to make things right because they love God. They know those things, but they don't like carrying stuff. How many of you like carrying something? I don't like carrying it. I remember when I couldn't get it off me as much as I just couldn't get it off. I just wearing it every day. So I realized something. It was more than just forgiving, and I realized when God spoke about forgiving, he actually talked about a place to forgive somebody. Did you know that? God spoke about a place to forgive them. You needed to go somewhere to properly forgive, to properly get free. You needed to be in a position. Did you know that? All right, Matthew 6. This is very important. Lord's Prayer, right? Our Father, which art in heaven. Those are components. It's not just meant to be a recital. Those are components. There's worship. There's kingdom transference. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Worship, the component of worship. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Kingdom transference. Sometime you'll be in that for a little while. It's more than just a recital. Kingdom transference takes time. The Holy Spirit has to transfer things to you. You have to be close to God. For kingdom transfer through you, to you, and through you, it takes time. It's not just a recital. Boy, if it was that easy, we'd have revival, wouldn't we? So he says like this. He goes, after this manner pray. He says the Lord's Prayer. Now on the back end of the Lord's Prayer. So he's praying, right? Look at verse 14. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And he used the word trespasses. Trespass is a little bit more than a minor offense. Trespass is someone trespassed on your life and they left a mark and you're carrying the mark. You're carrying that season. You sometimes will carry multiple seasons. Sometimes we carry compounded seasons. If we don't get rid of the trespass, preachers have more trespasses than anybody else. Great man of God on earth, that he real guarded man. He went and said, you know, most of them are. They walk on that level because so much gets thrown at them. If they don't know how to unload that, what they do is separate themselves from the sheep. They'll just keep separated. They'll have bodyguards around them. Armored bodyguards. They don't want anybody around them to do that again anymore. They keep a certain group of people around them and that's it. The reason sometimes they do that is because they're wearing a trespass. They're wearing pain. They don't know how to unload it. They know how to get it off of you. They just don't get it off of themselves. We preachers can do a lot for everybody. It's what, how do we get it for us? That's what say when I was the right hand of God. I knew how to minister to everybody else. I didn't know how to minister to me. So I learned to get before the Lord and learn how to unload stuff is the highlight of my life. I don't have to carry stuff anymore. The yoke that's easy is the burden that's light. It's the only thing I'm carrying. Amen? He says this is part of the component of the Lord's Prayer, the forgiveness. Now, hold your finger there and go to Mark 11 real quick. He says this again. And what I want to show you today is the position of forgiveness. You need to be in a position to truly forgive somebody. Have you ever heard anybody say that to you? Everyone says, forgive, forgive, forgive. There is a position of forgiveness. Did you know that? I'm going to show you how to get positioned in forgiveness. And when you get positioned right, then you forgive the way God wants you and where he wants you to forgive. You'll get free. Amen? So the position of forgiveness. Mark 11, verse 25. When you stand praying, say, stand praying. When? Forgive. Wait, he said to forgive when you stand praying. So wait a minute, I got an op towards Chuck. I'm supposed to go forgive him. So Chuck, you forgive me. I'm going to forgive. Oh, wait a minute, I got to stand praying first before I forgive. What does that mean? What does that mean when you stand praying? Say, when you stand praying, forgive. That is a position that's going to allow you to forgive. When you stand praying, forgive. Forgiveness is supposed to be a part of your prayer life. And it was supposed to be done from the secret place. It was supposed to be done before the throne of grace. It wasn't supposed to be done here. That'll be easy if they're minor offenses, but when you got a trespass and somebody took 25 years of your life from you, you're not going to walk up and say, I forgive you. You're going to walk away with the same thing in you. Even though you forgave them, you wrote them a letter, and yeah, I love them, I love them, I love them, I love them. And just as soon as somebody starts talking about it, well, let me tell you a little bit about what they did. Because it's all locked up in there. But it's locking the kingdom up too. And when you lock the kingdom up, you get no kingdom transference. So you get no honey. You get no good. You get lots of bad. Because you got a trespass. Guess what trespasses attract? They attract devils. That'll give you more trespasses. When you got a trespass upon you, you'll attract every devil in the city to come and compound that trespass. You'll attract stuff. You're a magnet for the wrong stuff because you got something locked up. You don't know you're a magnet. That's why where you go, all you get is trouble. Barney Rubble trouble. You're looking for goodness and you're getting trouble. Everything around you gets trouble. I know. I've been there. I'm like, why does everything around me get trouble? Now I'm walking in some favor. Now I'm walking inheritance. I'm attracting some good stuff now. I found out how to attract things. It's what you're holding in your heart is what's going to attract itself to you. I done got the trespass out, and I'm holding God's government in my heart. So guess what I'm going to attract? I'm going to attract God's government. I'm going to attract blessings. I'm going to attract favor in high places. I'm going to attract power. I'm going to attract goodness. Why? Because what you hold in your heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your heart's the center of all things. The devil knows this. He wants to control your heart by trespass. He wants to control you. He wants to lock you up. And something happened 20 years ago. When you stand praying, forgive, you have ought against any, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespass. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive yours. Then you get in a state of unforgiveness with your brothers, and you've just locked the kingdom down. And when the kingdom doesn't flow, you're going to be one unhappy person. Let me show it to you a little different. Go back to Matthew 6. The Lord was just dealing with me. You know, you get to, because I had some things happen to me recently. I mean, Anna and I just have unusual stuff happen to us sometimes. People get and just act really out of character sometimes. Not you. Y'all are awesome. Thank God. Let me show it to you a little differently, a little more impact. Let's go back to the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. So he tells them, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Verse 10, 11, give us day of daily bread. Forgive us of our debts. We forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. For if you forgive men their trespasses. So here we go. Forgiveness again was part of the components of the Lord's Prayer. Okay? Now you know where I'm headed. I want to show you the position by which all this takes place. The Lord's Prayer was not a recital. There were components. There are operations of your prayer life. And they're not to be done here. You don't operate in prayer in this jurisdiction. You got to get in position if you want kingdom transference. You got to get position if you want to worship the Father. You worship Him where He is, in spirit and in truth. You get position for transference. You get position for worship. Why wouldn't you be positioned for forgiveness? We don't do that because we are an earthly priesthood. We have a line. You're a heavenly priesthood. You do things in the heavenlies. You do things in the spirit, and that's where it's effective. If you do it here, it becomes ineffective because you're operating like mere men. We got to get where the power source is, where the grace is, where the glory is, where the fullness is, where the love is. You get there when you start forgiving somebody there where He is, you'll get results. Matthew 6, let's look at the position, the powerful place right here. Matthew 6, 6. When thou prayest. How many of thou prayest? When you prayest. Same thing he was saying in Mark. When you stand praying, when thou prayest. Before you get into any component of prayer, you got to get in position. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Get where he is. You know that's not the one your shoes are in. That's the inner sanctuary of the kingdom of God. And shut the door. You know why he said shut the door? Because he was signifying you better move from one jurisdiction to another. You got to get out from where you are, shut the door from where you are, and get to where he is. And thy Father, which is in secret, you got to get to where he is. He's at the right hand. You're at his right hand. That's where he is. You got to get to where he is. To sit with him, to be with him. Shut the door to the world, the flesh. Now you're in him. You're in Christ. You're in a position of prayer. Now you worship in spirit and in truth. Now kingdom transfers take place. And now you're ready to really forgive. Now you can bring somebody before the throne of grace. And you can represent that situation. And represent the fact that somebody took 10 years from your life. Father, they took 10 years, but I'm here and I'm holding them. They're already in my heart, Father, anyway. They're locked up in here in a trespass, so I might as well do something good. I bring them before you in my heart. They're bound in my heart, Father. I don't want them bound, but that's what's happened. They're bound here. I'm bound to that season. I'm bound to that pain. I'm bound. But Father, I bring them before the throne of grace where you are. And now I release them into your presence. I give them to you. Whatsoever trespasses you remit, they'll be remitted. Whatever trespasses you retain, they will retain. If you remit them, let them go. If you retain them, you'll keep them. Father, I loose this trespass in your presence. I loose them before the throne of grace. I ask you to bless them. Now, when I started doing that, I carried a trial for 2 or 3 years. When I started blessing them before the throne of grace, it took me 30 days of doing this because I didn't know what I was doing much. But I started bringing them before God, and I was blessing them, and I was releasing them before the throne. I didn't even know what it was. He just said, bring them to me. Bring them to where I am. And one day, I started blessing them. I started holding them there before him. The way he talked to me, he said, don't do this in your jurisdiction. Do it in mine. You'll get more results. So I bring them before the throne of grace, and I said, I hold them. I represent them. I intercede. Do them good and not evil all the days of their life. Bless them because they persecuted me. Bless them, Lord. Man, I didn't want them blessed. I'll tell you right now, I didn't want them blessed. I wanted them to pay. Because I was hurt. They took 10 years from me. And I wasn't happy about it. And I kept blessing them, kept going up and blessing them. When you stand praying, forgive. Where you're praying from. I'd get positioned and I'd start blessing them and holding them and holding them. And they were in my heart. I started holding them. I said, Father, bless them. And man, something happened one day that it happened. Man, the love of God broke out of the throne of grace and what hit me. And when it did, it's pow, he broke that thing right off of me and just started baptizing me in love, baptizing me, baptizing me, baptizing me. And it was no more, Father, bless them. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. He changed something, and I mean the love of God, because I was forgiving them where he was. I was relinquishing from that position, from the place, from the throne of grace, and that trespass got peeled right off of me. So meditate that position when you pray. If you've got something locked up, go bring them before God. Get them before God so he breaks that thing right off of you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the position that we have. Thank you that we have a rightful seat to be with you. Thank you we can bring anything there. We can represent not only our past. Not only can we represent he wants me to tell you this. He goes, I don't want you just representing your past. What he really wants you is to represent your future. But sometimes he's got to get your past out of your heart so he can set his future in your heart. Amen. The battleground is the heart. Do not try to fix this stuff in this jurisdiction. You don't have power here. Go to where he is. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for the position. Thank you for this place. Let your glory and your grace be mightily upon us, Father. Let's take a couple of seconds here. Father, today I choose to bring what's in my heart to you. To bring my past. To bring my hurts. My disappointments. I choose to bring my future. I choose to bring your word. I choose not only to forgive the past, but I choose to hold the future. I dedicate my heart as the birthing center for your kingdom. And I'll never allow the enemy to own it again. My heart belongs to you. I give it to you, Father. Amen. God bless you tonight. Praise God.